Yo, it's the Winback Show by Winback Steve. This episode, we're going to talk about who's the hottest Migo out of Offset and Takeoff. One of my favorite moments, my favorite Mexican food, and some of the weird things I've eaten. Okay, thank you guys for listening and trying to reach 100. All right, God bless and talk to y'all in a second. Who's the hottest Migo out of Offset and Takeoff? I'm only doing Offset and Takeoff because Quavo is seems like he done already got the blessing hand from a lot of these Atlanta artists, and most artists around the world seem like they shown a liking to him too. If you've seen the All-Star Weekend, him and 2 Chainz seem like they enjoy each other's companies a little bit too much. But you know, it's nothing too uncomfortable, but I was guessing that he has taken heed to how 2 Chainz is in the way and out the way at the same time. But anyways, the subject of the matter at hand is who's better, Offset or Takeoff. Honestly, I gotta go with Takeoff, only because I'm saying right now Offset did just drop the Red Room video that's gonna be on his feature album, which was dope. And he's supposed to be doing a documentary coming out on the 22nd of February. I like both of these guys because at that time, when it was really coming out, all that Versace and all that kind of stuff, I was in Georgia, living in Georgia at that time. And I was like, man, these boys is right from where I'm at, you know, and it's kind of weird. But I had already heard about them before that. I just didn't really listen to them much. But I liked them. They was pretty dope. I have to say, Takeoff. Takeoff to me, just his delivery and how it come off and Takeoff, my mama. Like, that's, it just sounds so dope. Then he say some pretty cool stuff in some of the songs. A lot of people always be like, they some mumble rappers. I can't understand what they saying. Well, you're not listening. And then maybe you just too old. You don't know the lingo. If you don't know the lingo, then you'll never get it. It's just kind of like the Will Smith song, Parents Don't Understand. This song was not made for you. This song ain't for you. And Takeoff, he just seemed like he got his own swag. I ain't heard nobody really. I mean, it might be somebody out there sound kind of like him. But he kind of remind me of another Migo character, a guy that was with the Migos before he tried to branch off and do his own thing, kind of like what Rich the Kid did with Skipper the Flipper. Go look up Skipper the Flipper. Him and Takeoff would be amazing on an album together. If they were to do another album together, I don't know why they branched off and stopped working together, but yeah, it's definitely Takeoff of Offset. Plus, I heard the Takeoff album, the solo album, pretty dope. Liked it. It's one of my favorites out of the three, which I ain't heard the last one yet. Waiting to see what Offset gonna do. Not saying that Quavo didn't have some hits on there, but Takeoff album was dope. And it went like he, you know, kind of fit Takeoff's stage. Like, Takeoff, he flashing flare, but he's not too much flashing flare. He like to keep it low, low-key profile. Everything plain Jane with his jewelry and everything. So You never can find Takeoff. It seemed like he paid more money not to be found. Like, you don't never see Takeoff. Like, Takeoff be ducked off in the wing, hidden. You know what I'm saying? But as far as out of Offset or Takeoff, who you got? Who you think better, Offset or Takeoff? Obviously, Offset got one of the baddest women in the industry right now, with a Grammy-winning woman, wife, with Cardi B. But I still got to say Takeoff. All right, let me know. Offset or Takeoff? Getting one of my favorite moments with some of my friends. Okay. I ain't gonna tell you the whole story because we ain't got a lot of time. I mean, we do. I like to make every segment at least 3 minutes and some change. I mean, I could go on for 6 minutes, but I ain't trying to go into all that story. Anyway, I'm with a couple of my fellow Bologna Biscuit Bandits. Now I can talk about the story, because before then it was very embarrassing that I didn't know where I was at in Georgia, but I was in Georgia, and I had been in Atlanta 1,000 times. but we had went to this city called Smyrna, Georgia. It was just three of me, three of my homies. We get down there. I really don't know where I'm at. I done booked the room, but I don't really know where. So I just know GPS gonna take us where we going. We get out there, we out there, and I don't know where we going. So the running joke on that is everybody just keeps saying ATL, you know the word to come behind it. So they picking at me because I don't know where we at, where we going, none of this. I'm trying to reach my brother Reggie, rest in peace, and he won't answer the phone. But before we go anywhere, we go to one of my partners, one of the people that I'm with, his mom stay out there. And we go out there and she give us this basket because it's New Year's. We out there for New Year's or whatever. She give us this basket. We think it's just going to be a basket, you know, with stuff in it. Like, why won't we give you a basket? We get there, it's a liquor basket. So it's Grey Goose. 3 or 4 different bottles of Grey Goose in it. But we finna be towed up for New Year's. So boom. Everything go as planned. We about to go out, the ball about to drop. We drinking, having a good time. When my partner gets sick, we heading towards the club. We in the car heading to the club. We going to a strip club first, and then we might hit another strip club or something like that. We about to pull up to the place. He's like, bro, I gotta throw up, man. Start the car. Let the window down. I can't let the window down, bro. I'm about to throw up. But just let the window down, throw up out the window. He throws up in the back of the car. Boom. We have to go back to the room because we can't leave him in the car with throw up and all this other type of stuff. So we ended up just ending that night. We didn't go nowhere for New Year's. We heard the ball drop, the peach drop in Atlanta, Georgia, in the car. So we all head back. And I'm rooming with the guy, so I'm making sure he good. And then in the middle of the night, make sure he ain't throwing up on himself, whatever. Next day come, I'm like, look, it ain't totally full. We can go do this, we can go do that, we can hit a club, we can go to do all this other stuff. So one of my cousins, shout out to Sean, he come through, kick it with us, party with us a little bit. And then we end up going out that night. He told us about a spot called Taboo 2. Shout out to Big Boy, Outkast. We get out there and we have a good time. Blast. I run into one of my high school buddies, shout out to Kerry. He in there, we buying each other drinks, this and this. We leave out of there, everything went smooth, you know. So one of my partners, he's like, man, I got the number, man. We leaving tomorrow, but we're gonna stop by the homie mama house and stay up another night, and then we're gonna head out and we're gonna go see what this girl talking about. So I'm like, all right, bro, what she saying? She said, man, bring some lemon pepper wings. And all y'all get. I'm like, man, I ain't even trying to get down, bro. I'll just be there for, you know, make sure ain't nothing gonna happen to you. But she stayed out in the sticks in Georgia. So we riding. One of the partners, he from Gary, Indiana. Scary Gary, you feel me? We riding. And it's like a little small pulled-up town, like maybe one flashing light. We lost. We ain't know where we going. We getting lost. You know, we riding around. He calling the girl. The police jump behind us. Like, oh man, thank God the police behind us, man. That mean we ain't gonna die out here. I'm like, what? I thought you was from Scary Gary. But anyways, boom. And then we finally figure out what road we're supposed to be on. We riding past the Piggly Wiggly, and then we ride past the apartment complex you stay in. We was like, that can't be it. So we pull out of there and come back past Piggly Wiggly, go back to downtown. We coming back towards the Piggly Wiggly. Like, okay, the Piggly Wiggly ain't nothing but like 2 miles, bruh. I'ma run down here if anything pop off, bro. It ain't nothing but like 2 miles. I can probably get there in about 11. Bro, you timing out all of this? You was really scared like that? The moral of the story is, man, check your homies and see if they really your homies and if they really about that life before y'all go anywhere, man. Because buddy was like, yeah, I literally run 2 miles to get to where I'm going, like to get out of this jam. Like if something was to pop off, I'm gonna just, y'all just meet me at the Piggly Wiggly. What? You ain't gonna stay and scrap with us? Bogus, bro. Bogus. My favorite Mexican food. I didn't even know it was my favorite Mexican food until I had worked at the Goodwill in Northern Georgia. Anyways. So boom, got a homie from Chicago. Shout out Merck. Shout out the Ocean. So they, you know, they always used to mess with this lady named Anna. Number one thing we used to be no. She always say no, and then she say basura, you know, trash. You feel me? We be sorting through the stuff. But Anna, this good basura, you know. throw it away. You know, she don't want to, because she ain't trying to sort through all that stuff or whatever. Whatever. Anyway, story is, she had one of my homies, Merc, had always been, Dunny had been bothering her about bringing in some guacamole. They love guacamole, but I'm guessing she had a big thing. She was cooking a lot or whatever, and she ended up having some, like, too many hot tamales. Me, myself, I wasn't a big fan of Mexican food. When I go to Mexican places, I get the nachos or the burrito with all the meat in it. Steak, shrimp, and all that, and chicken, all that. But anyways, because, you know, that's me. I don't want no beans, no onions, none of that. Just let me see the list of stuff, and then I'll tell you how to go. But anyways, she brought the hot tamales in there. And I'm looking like, well, you got about 80 hot tamales. Let me figure out what they're hitting for. So, and she had the little cups of salsa with it. But when I tell you I wrapped it up out that foil and pulled it out that corn husk, boy, I don't know what Anna did. She put her whole hip in these things, boy. Forget her foot in them, boy. She put her whole hip. She went waist deep, boy. And have homemade salsa with it. Boy, and it was shredded chicken in there. I ain't never looked at hot tamale the same, because it was spicy too, but it was good. It was just like they just made a hot pocket out of Thanksgiving dressing and stuffing and made a little spicy, and then you hit it with the salsa, boy. I'm telling you. And then I had some guacamoles with the homemade tortilla chips. Why she do that? Man, me and Miss Anna, man, I used to give Miss Anna a hug every day. Boy, when I see her, please make some more hot tamales. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Like, I'm so picky with my food. I ain't even tried nobody else's hot tamales. I want to go to Georgia, to that specific area of Georgia, and see if she's still somewhere around there. Because I know she left Goodwill before I did. But I need to find Miss Anna. Miss Anna, if you out there listening, if anybody know Miss Anna that used to work at the Goodwill in Northern Georgia, if you could please let her know that Steve is looking for her and I need them hot tamales in my life. You changed my life. Like, I don't even want to try nobody else's stuff and ruin my palate. You feel me? But hot tamales, her hot tamales have ruined my life. Like, I don't even want to look at nobody else hot tamales, bro. But she hooked it up. Shout out to Miss Ann, man. God bless Miss Ann. Now we're going to talk about some weird things that we eat. And I ain't talking about chitlins and pig feet and all this other common stuff that y'all usually eat that call weird, like souse and all that. If you don't know what souse is, look up hog head cheese. Hog head cheese. Anyways, like I said, what's some of the weird things that you guys eat that you know somebody else haven't tried? Like I said, I was in Alaska for a couple years, whatever. And, yeah, they hunt out there, boy. They get it in. I done had elk. I done had moose. And I had black bear. Okay. Let me just give you the rundown. It's real gamey.
It is. And
it's going to taste like it came fresh from wherever it came from. But shout out to my dog, Chad.
Looking out. He let me try it.
Can't remember my other dude let me try the black bear, but with the moose, they had made it into a chili. We at the firehouse. It's a Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Ain't much going on. We ain't got no training. If we did have training, probably early that morning. But I doubt it. So he whipping it up, which it didn't take long because I think he had started on some of it last night, unthawing it last night. And all he really had to do was throw the ingredients together, whip it all together. By the time it was done, it was perfect time. Like, I'm talking about, because, like, in Alaska, the time zone thing was like, we do roll call. By the time I roll call over at like 8:15, we check out the trucks or whatever, 9 something. The football game's not started, bro. You feel me? It's like 9 o'clock. It's like 8, 9 o'clock. The game's done started. Like, y'all watching afternoon games at the church. You know, boy, what? The game's done started at 9 over here. You know what I'm saying? So we eating. I'm eating big bowls of chili. He tell me what it is. I thought I ate that second bowl. I'm like, oh, man. But by then, you know, whatever. I done ate it now. I go get 50 another bowl, hit it with the sour cream, cheese, crush up some crackers, and go there. You feel me? But, the black bear, they didn't hoodoo me. They put it right on to me. Like, before he even cooked, he was like, man, you gonna eat something? Because I'm not finna make all of this if you ain't gonna eat none. You know, I'm finna make some biscuits and gravy in the morning. And it's gonna be black bear in the biscuits and gravy. It's gonna have bacon on the side, eggs with cheese and grits. I was like, bet that up, man. Make that for us in the morning, man. I'm gonna be up. I'm gonna wake up. All right, matter of fact, I'll do the dishes after everybody get done eating. You feel me? And if I can get somebody to bring us some juice, I'll get somebody to bring us some juice. He was like, all right, bet. Boy, when I tell you that was the best biscuit and gravy I ever had in my life, I'm talking about slap. I forgot where buddy was from. I think he was from Iowa or something like that. But he could cook, man. It was good. It was good, but it was only like 4 or 5 of us on it too, man. It was good, but that black bear. And that moose. I ain't even gonna tell you. I never thought I'd eat no moose or black bear, but it was good. So, what's some of the strangest thing you done ate? Just let me know. Fill me in. Listeners, I want to thank everybody for following me on social media. Follow me on Facebook, Stephen Gray. Follow me on Twitter at OneBagSteve. Follow me on Instagram at OneBagSteve. Follow me on Facebook at Fuzzy_Slipper. And that's Fuzzy, FUZZY_SLIPPA. Thank you guys for listening, and God bless. Next episode, we're going to talk about, is it okay for women or men to jump in out of a relationship like men do? Got another story to tell. What's your favorite emoji? And what's your favorite movies, action or comedy? All right, like I said, God bless. Talk to y'all next time.